The federal government is cracking down on the Juneau School District because its website discriminates against people with disabilities. People living with conditions like low vision and deafness use special features on their computers to make surfing the web possible. As KTOO's Quinton Chandler reports, a poor website design can make those features meaningless.
The Juneau School District was called out by the U.S. Department of Education's Office of Civil Rights after receiving a complaint about the district's website.
A complaint had been filed with them because certain pages of its website were not accessible to people with disabilities.
That's Kristen Bartlett with the district. The department found similar problems with 10 other schools and education groups in 7 states, including the Montana School for the Deaf and Blind, the Rehabilitation Act of 1973, and the Americans with Disabilities Act prohibit government agencies and any entity that gets federal money from discriminating against people with disabilities. In a settlement with the Department of Education, the district and the other education groups agreed to fix their sites.
In July, we'll be transitioning to a new website, and that service provider operates by the what's called the Web Content Accessibility Guidelines.
Bartlett says those guidelines are like best practices for web building. The Department of Education lists examples of problems disabled people might have with a website in a press release. But if you don't have the corresponding disabilities, it might be hard to picture the problem. So we found somebody who can.
I'm Bryn Marks. I am a low vision person, and I work in IT. I write web pages.
Marks works for the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. We're sitting at his workstation, where he works on the agency's website and other internet applications. He has pretty standard equipment, PC, dual computer screens. It could be any workstation in any office, except...
Tooltip, Juneau School District, budget documents.
To read from a computer screen, Marks turns on special settings he says can be found in most PCs. He runs his mouse cursor over words and a narrator reads to him. He's had to adapt. Show me what this does for a web page.
You know.
So we're going to the Juneau School District page.
Here's the page that you had mentioned. So this page is pretty interesting, actually, because I had looked at this with a screen reader originally, and normally, you know, if I mouse over these links, it'll read off what the link says, obviously, but in this case they don't, and I'm not quite sure why it doesn't. I mean, you'd have to go out of your way to turn that off.
Marks says it's pretty common for websites to be designed without considering people with disabilities. He thinks a lot of designers try to make their websites flashy, which can hurt accessibility.
A good design should be usable by anyone, and so that's really what I strive for, you know. Just to be good at my job, I have to be able to write accessible web pages.
Marks says government websites have among the worst accessibility, which he says is ironic considering the federal government passed the laws that protect people with disabilities from discrimination. As part of a deal with the Department of Education, the school district will eventually have regular compliance audits of its new site. In Juneau, I'm Quinton Chandler.